Yes, we have been learning. Yes, it's up. We've been learning in the afternoon meeting. So we've been learning this big word, boys and girls. Maybe, I don't know if these boys and girls can see. Can you see out over there? You can see, that's okay. We've been learning about this big word. Now, usually when you come to church, it's theology you learn about. But we've been learning about this big word, and we've been studying what animals have been looking at. Does any boy and girl know what animals we've been looking at? Yes, Natalie. What birds. We've been thinking about birds and ornithology. It's a study of birds, and we're going to think some more about birds tonight. We'll just bow our heads for a word of prayer, and let's pray and ask the Lord to bless the word to our hearts. Father in heaven, we thank and praise you for again another opportunity to come and to speak to boys and girls and mums and dads and to present the truth of the gospel before them, Father. And now, Lord, I place myself into your hands, and I ask you that you would give me the fullness of the Spirit, that I might bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, that my name would perish, but that the name, the work of Christ would be magnified and glorified in the heart of everyone that is gathered here. Lord, I offer prayer for his sake, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, you might think that there's not much. Well, maybe have it coming out. You might think that there's not much that the Bible has to say about birds, but the Bible, or the, we find out from the Word of God, we'll have it now, that's okay, thanks Alistair. We find out that the Bible, there is over 300 verses that mention or make reference to birds. Now, can anyone tell me or remember what book in the Bible has got approximately 300 verses? Anyone really remember what book of the Bible in it? Yes. Not Romans, it's a book that begins with letter H. Does anyone know Adam? Hebrews, that's right. And it's almost like the whole book of Hebrews contains something to tell us about birds. So birds are quite prevalent in the Word of God. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked upon earth, he used birds as an object lesson. Because it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, that the Lord said, "Behold, the fowls of the air." Think about, consider the fowls of the air and what those birds can teach you and me. Now, I'm going to do a quick recap because a lot of people weren't there on a Wednesday. And we're going to think, can anyone remember what's the first bird we looked at? Can anyone remember the first bird we looked at? Yes, Mia. At the owl. That's exactly right. It was the owl. And I have the owl here. Let me see. I have the owl, yes. And the owl, it's a wonderful creation of the Lord. And you know, the owl, we thought about one thing about the owl. The owl, because it's got twice as many bones in its neck, has the ability to turn its head 270 degrees. And that reminds boys and girls and you and me, reminded us about a man in a book called Pilgrim's Progress, and he was called Mr. Facing Both Ways. And he was from the city of Fair Speech. And he was a man that when he was in Christian company, it seemed like he loved the Lord. But when he wasn't in Christian company, well, he just talked about anything and he was sinful. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, and he said these words, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." And boys and girls, it's teaching you and me that we should be looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the next bird we looked at, does anyone remember what the next bird we looked at? Let's see, do I have one here? Does anyone remember? Yes, guard the end. The ostrich, yes, we looked at Mr. Ostrich, so we did. We looked at the ostrich, and what a wonderful bird the ostrich is. Magnificent bird. It's the largest bird of God's creation. But even though it's so large, it's got a tiny head. And it's got the largest eyes of any land animal. And that means it's a really small brain. And even the Word of God tells us that the ostrich is not wise. And it's very foolish. You see, the ostrich is careless. Isn't that right, boys and girls? Remember, we learned about the ostrich as it laid its eggs. It didn't really matter where the eggs were laid. And even when the eggs were hatched, if danger came, the ostrich, it ran away when the danger came. And the thing that should have been the most precious to it, its egg, its offspring. The thing that should have been the most precious, it was really careless with. And that reminded boys and girls, and it can remind you and me, that God has given us something really precious, and it's our soul.
And there's some boys and girls and men and women, and they're so careless about their soul. The thing that was most precious to them. See, the Bible tells us in Mark 8, it tells us, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Because your soul is the most precious thing on the earth. Now, we thought about another bird. That was on Tuesday. Can anyone remember what bird we thought about on Tuesday? It's not too glamorous. Anyone remember? I'll set the egg up here. Okay, can anyone remember? Yes, back row. Wasn't a crow. It was the crow's cousin. Go again. Yes. The raven, that's right. We thought about the raven. Now, don't worry, he wasn't shot in our farm this week. I've been told by Dad that because of the road that the birds aren't nesting no more down our lane. But we thought about the eagle last week, or the raven last week, boys and girls. And we thought about the raven. We thought about this story. We thought about Elijah at the brook. And remember how God used the raven, and God used the raven to bring bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And then we thought about the children of Israel. And remember, they murmured against God, but they got bread in the morning and flesh in the evening. And that reminds you and me, boys and girls and mums and dads, when you're walking in the will of God, you get a double portion. Because Elijah got bread and flesh in the morning, and Elijah got bread and flesh in the evening. And because he followed the Lord, and even though he was in a difficult place too, the Lord doubly blessed him and poured out his spirit upon him. But tonight we're going to think of another bird. We're going to think of another bird, and I've been doing it this week. I wonder, can anyone guess with the clues that I'm going to give you? And we're going to think of one bird, one last bird tonight as we draw the meeting to a close. Now here's the first clue. Now, the clues are quite hard. It says there's over 60 different types of me in the world. There's over 60 different types of me in the world. Does any boy or girl think they might want to guess what bird I'm going to talk about tonight? Any boy or girl? Let me see, Michael. The eagle. You got it first time. I think I let it slip. But the eagle. Yes, we're going to think about the eagle. Now the eagle, I was going to give you another clue. I do not live in the Arctic or Antarctic. Another one was going to say, I can be seen in many flags or even in the White House. And tonight, boys and girls, we're going to think, and mums and dads, we're going to think about the eagle. And what a magnificent bird the eagle is. What a wonderful bird the eagle is. And I've got an eagle's head with me tonight. It's not a real eagle, don't worry. And we're going to think about what the Word of God would teach you and me through the eagle. Now let's see and think about some facts about God's wonderful creation, the eagle. Now the eagle is called, they call it the king of the birds. Now the lion is the king of the beasts, but they say the eagle is the king of the birds. It says that the eagle, it's the largest of the birds of prey. The eagle's got powerful eyesight. Now they tell me that the eagle can see a rabbit from 2 miles away. And the eagle has powerful eyes. And they tell me that an eagle's eyes, they're strong, and an eagle can fly directly into the sunlight, so it can. And an eagle can see, we can see 3 main colors, but an eagle can see 5 main colors. Now, an eagle, it eats lots of different things. It eats snakes and fish. It eats sheep and goats. It eats rabbits. It eats so many different things. The eagle eats many things, and it's got a strong beak, and it's got strong talons to grip the prey. But we're going to think about what the Bible has to say about eagles, and then we'll learn some things about the eagle tonight. Now, the eagle, it was created on day number 5. We learn that in Genesis 1, verse 21. It's mentioned 30 times in the Old Testament, 4 times in the New Testament, and the eagle is the second most mentioned bird in the Bible. Now, I wonder, does anyone want to guess what's the first most mentioned bird in the Bible? Does anyone want to guess? Want to guess, Elsie? No? Anyone want to guess? Josiah? Not a robin. Not a bad guess. Yes, Alex? What? Not a sparrow. The first mentioned bird is a dove. But the eagle, it's mentioned as the second most mentioned bird in the Word of God. And the eagle, it's an unclean bird. And that is, you're not allowed to eat it, and you weren't allowed to offer it as a sacrifice. And I said to the boys and girls, you would never get a KFE. You'd never get a Kentucky Fried Eagle.
You're not allowed to eat eagles, so you'll never find a KFE anywhere around the place. It's only a KFC. God has permitted that you and I can eat eagles. But we're going to think of three things of what the eagle can teach us from the Word of God. Now, the first thing I want to think about tonight, boys and girls, is that the eagle, it's a swift and it's a fast bird. I want to think of the speed of the eagle. Now, they say when the eagle is soaring up in the wind, it soars at about 30 miles an hour. They tell me when it beats its wings just for 8 beats, it can get up to 70 miles an hour. And that's quite fast. But boys and girls, when the eagle spots a rabbit, and it's away up high and it begins to dive, it can dive at 150 and 200 miles an hour. Really fast, real quick. So quick that the rabbit doesn't even know it's eaten its food 1 minute, and the next it's carried off into the nest. And God, in the Word of God, He uses the eagle to talk about speed and swiftness. The Bible tells me about a man who was called Job. And he was thinking back over his life. And he thought about how quickly his life was passing from him. And this is what he said in the Word of God. He said, "Now my days are swifter than the post. They flee away, as the eagle that hasteneth to the prey." And Job, he thought back on his life and he thought, how quickly my days are passing. Job speaks a lot about when he was a child and the day of his birth. But now, he's a grown man. And his days are passing quickly. And boys and girls and mums and dads, time is passing quickly. It's hard to believe it's 5 weeks since the beginning of Vacation Bible School. It's hard to believe that you finished school almost 2 months ago and you're maybe going back in a week. It's hard to believe how quickly time flies. And maybe mums and dads and young people that's gathered in, maybe you can remember when you were in Sunday school or children's meeting or even Vacation Bible School, and now you're growing up and you're not there no longer, and it just seems like it was yesterday, and how quickly time flies. And you know, boys and girls, time flies. And we all grow up and grow older. But not only does time pass us by, but the opportunity to be saved can pass us by too. And maybe there's someone in a meeting, and when you were younger, you thought, well, God is speaking to my heart and I need to be saved, but not now. And time has passed away from you. Well, the Word of God tells us, in Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. So the eagle teaches about how quickly time passes and how our days pass away. But the eagle teaches us about how quickly destruction can come. You see, God said in Deuteronomy 28, He said to the children of Israel, if you forsake me, and if you turn your back on me, and if you don't obey my commandments, I'm going to bring judgment and punishment, and I'm going to bring another country, and they're coming to destroy you, and they're coming, and they will fly upon you as swift as the eagle flieth. And boys and girls, God can bring judgment and punishment upon those that are not saved and those that are forsaken God as quickly as the eagle dives to catch the prey. And you might think, well, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm quite healthy. And I'm not sick. And there's no problems in my life. And it doesn't seem like God is judging me. Well, the Bible is full of men and kingdoms that were in the strength of their days. And in a moment of time, God judged them. And God brought them low. And God punished them for their sin. Boys and girls and mums and dads, what if God, who sees you disobeying Him, forsaking His law and His commandment, what if God in a moment of time came to judge you and punish you? Where would you be? The Bible says we're not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for we don't know what a day can bring forth. Now we'll move on quickly. We'll think something else about the eagle. The eagle teaches us and warns us about having pride. You see, boys and girls, the eagle, it builds its nest up in the highest tree or upon the highest cliff and rock. And it does that because it wants a place of protection and safety for its little chicks. But the Bible warns us about pride. And what's biblical pride? Well, pride, boys and girls, it means that you feel that you can live without God. Pride is that you feel that you can just live for this thing, the things of time, and you don't need to think about God. You don't need God in your life. You don't need the Lord Jesus Christ. That is spiritual pride. Now, the Bible tells us about a man. And he didn't have much time for the spiritual things. He had time for the things of earth. And his name was Esau. And Esau, he had no time for the things of God, but he had time for the things of this world. He thought he didn't need the spiritual things in life. And you know, boys and girls, he was a man that was full of pride. Now, the Bible tells me that from this man Esau, there came a mighty nation. The nation of Edom. And Edom was a nation that was full of pride. A nation that they thought that they didn't need God, they didn't need his word, they didn't need his commandments, they didn't need his ways, they thought they could live without God. They were a nation that were lifted up with pride. And this is what God said about that nation, Edom. He said, "Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." And here was God saying to this people, Edom, that were filled with pride. He said, even though you lift yourselves up and feel like you can live without me, there's coming a day I will bring you down. And I wonder, was he just saying it, or did God keep his promise? Did God bring the nation of Edom down low? Well, he did, boys and girls. Because wait till you see. Wait till you see this place. Now, this place is called Petra. Petra. And Petra is in modern-day Jordan, which is ancient Edom. And this was a city. And they went up into the high cliffs and rocks. And they lived in the caves. And they carved out just the facade and the front of a temple. And because the only way into Petra was through narrow valleys and gorges, it said that it was a city that 12 soldiers could keep out a whole army. And around Petra was green and fertile, and it was a nation that was lifted up and had so much prosperity. But you know, boys and girls, if you go to Petra today, it's waste. It's desert. It's barren. No one lives in the caves. There's no city there. There's no farming. There's no industry. There's no army. There's nothing. It's only a place that tourists can go to visit. And God kept his word. And God brought the nation of Edom and he brought it low. And it's desolate today. And boys and girls and mums and dads, the word of God tells me about people that are proud and feel that they can live without the Lord. And it tells me in Isaiah 2 and 12, it's saying, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." And boys and girls and mums and dads that want to live without the Lord, and yes, your life may be prosperous, and yes, you may be healthy, don't forget that God one day will bring the proud low, and God will destroy the pride in heart. And maybe you're like the people of Petra, and you have just the front, the facade, the outward appearance that you're religious, like that temple. But there's no root of the matter within you. And you're too proud. You're too proud to ask God or the Lord for salvation. Boys and girls, and mums and dads, remember there's a day that God will bring the proud low. Now, finally, we're thinking about one last thing that the eagle teaches us from Scripture.
It teaches us about God's salvation. You see, boys and girls, when those eggs would hatch and the little birds would get a wee bit bigger, well, the eagle would come and the eagle would start to break up the nest. And the eagle would make that nest uncomfortable. And then the mother eagle or the dad eagle, for 2 days, they would stop feeding their little chicks. And the little chicks would get really hungry, and then that eagle would go and it would get a bit of meat from an animal, and it would start to flutter and hold that meat just over the edge of the nest. And those little eaglets, they couldn't take it any longer. And they came to the edge of the nest, and they were so hungry, they just jumped out over the edge. And because they had never flown before, they would start to flap their wings and flap their wings, but they would fall and fall and fall, and they were heading to destruction and death. And all of a sudden, the mother eagle would come in and swoop underneath the little eagle. And the mother eagle would lift up that little eagle on its backs and on its wing. And that mother eagle would save that little eaglet from certain death and destruction. And boys and girls, mums and dads, the Lord in His Word, He describes salvation almost the same as that eagle, how that eagle would come and rescue and deliver that little eagle that was falling to its death and destruction. You see, God's speaking here to the children of Israel. He's speaking to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy, and He says, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear thee, you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself." You remember the story? The children of Israel, they were in Egypt, and they were going to face destruction and desolation. They were going to die as slaves in that land, and God saw them, and God came in, and God dealt with the enemy, and God brought the children of Israel out by His mighty power, and God carried His children out of Egypt. And when those children of Israel thought back to that time, they would have thought back to this. They would have thought back to that little lamb that was killed and the blood that was put upon the doorposts. And as the death angel passed through the land, and the death angel looked at that house and saw the blood, the death angel saw that death had already taken place. And so he didn't need to enter. And those in the house were safe, boys and girls. You see, the judgment went out upon all the land, not just upon the Egyptians. The Word of God says that God sent it out all upon all the land. And even though God had a special and a chosen people within the land, yet God couldn't alter His decree and His judgment. He still had to carry it out. There still had to be death in every single house that night in Egypt. But a lamb died as a substitute. And so God remained true to Himself. And God Himself did not alter. But He kept His word. And death took place. But the children of Israel could go out free. And boys and girls, that night, the children of Israel, they looked at that little lamb. And they looked forward to Jesus Christ, the one that would come and be their substitute. The one that would die on a cross and take the punishment for their sin. The one that would take the punishment of death. Because God had sent out the decree, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And God had sent out the decree that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And God, He can't change that. He can't change the Word. He can't change Himself. And so, boys and girls and mums and dads, that leaves us with a great problem. Because we've all sinned. And the Word says that all that sin, they must die. So how can you and I escape death? And how can God Himself remain true and holy? Well, it's because He sent His Son. And Jesus Christ came and died on a tree.
and took the punishment for sin so that you and I could go free. You see, there's no other way to heaven. There's no other way for God to remain true to Himself but by the blood of Christ. It's the only way to heaven. It's the only way that we might be brought to God. You see, you read there in that verse that the children of Israel were brought out. It wasn't so that they would be brought into Cana. The main purpose is that they would be brought near to God. And boys and girls, heaven is a great benefit. And heaven is a wonderful thing. But the main reason that Christ came to die on the cross and the main reason for salvation is that you and I might be brought again into fellowship with God. And that's in heaven. Yes, we have fellowship with God here on earth. And we are brought near to God by the blood of Christ. And in heaven, it's where we'll dwell with Him forever. We have a wonderful God that made such a glorious creation. And it teaches us all about sin and salvation and how to live for Him. And I wonder, boys and girls, mums and dads, this is the last message of Vacation Bible School. And time is swiftly passing. And I wonder, are you going to let this opportunity go tonight? Are you going to walk out and not be saved? Are you going to walk out and say no to the Lord Jesus Christ and live a life of pride? Remember, the proud will be brought low. But there is one that can lift us up and bear us on eagle's wings and take us into the presence of the Almighty. And His name is Jesus Christ. Forsake your sin. Leave it. Call upon the Savior. The Bible tells me, for whosoever shall call shall be saved. We'll just have a word of prayer and then we'll have the closing hymn and prayer for the food. Father in heaven, we thank and praise Thee for the creation. Even the word of God that tells us the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And Lord, we think about all the birds that we have thought about in Vacation Bible School and wonder what a wonderful object lesson and illustration it can teach us about the gospel and about salvation and about Jesus Christ. And God, time is quickly passing and days of opportunity are going. And there's men and women. And Lord, from the earliest days, they have known what it is to be saved, and yet they have let opportunity after opportunity pass away. Speak to their heart tonight, Father. And Lord, I pray for the boys and girls. God, be gracious unto them. And Lord, those that are falling like little eaglets, as it were, out of the nest and falling low into the depths of hell, come Thyself and bear them up on the eagle's wings. And Lord, deliver them from their sin and the bondage that they find themselves in, and bring them to Jesus Christ. We offer prayer in His holy and precious name. Amen.